Atahada and take on me. Well, 4 days, 3 parks, 2 rivers, 1 sacrifice.
Stop! I find nothing wrong with this man.
No, you heard him claiming to be king.
He's dangerous.
Listen to him.
He doesn't want you to be in charge. He always talks about a higher authority.
You've brought this man to me and claim that he's dangerous. I've examined him in front of you all, and although some of what he says may be deluded, I find no guilt in him regarding the charges you've made. What do you want me to do with the one you call the king of the Jews?
Kill him.
That was a clip there from rehearsal for an ambitious theatrical production of the Easter story that can be seen across the Wirral Peninsula this coming week, Holy Week. It's called Christ's Passion for Wirral Easter 2018. It begins on Maundy Thursday at the New Brighton Dips, the first of 4 performances culminating on Easter Sunday in Birkenhead Park Events Field. Helen Jones has been to meet Iona Farley and Annie Spears, who are producing and directing the mammoth cast for this epic production.
Now, we can hear in the background you're busy rehearsing, ready for the Easter Triduum. Tell us about how things are going and what we can expect for Christ's Passion for Wirral Easter 2018.
Well, it's very exciting. We've been having a great time. We have filmed in minus 15 degrees and in the snow. Amazing shots of snow falling while Jesus is in Gethsemane. We have been recording, getting ready, rehearsing. Everyone's been working incredibly hard. It's going to look fantastic.
And how long in preparation, Annie, have you been at this, ready for Easter?
Well, I've just joined in the 11th hour, in a way. I've been helping write the script with Iona and Martin Fairweather, one or two others, back in the autumn. But Iona has been going with this for a couple of years. So the acting rehearsals have just been going for these last few weeks. But they're the end bit of a very long process.
And the areas in Wirral you're going to be using, why have you picked the certain parts and how will that evolve? Because some listeners might not get what is the passion.
Well, we just felt it would be really great to walk through the whole thing in real time, to enjoy having that amount of time to tell the story. And we have the most beautiful parks in the world, and we thought, why not use this wonderful place that we've got and use the ground that we've got? So we thought we'd move geographically as well as in actual time through his story. So starting down in New Brighton with the Last Supper, we want everyone to come and have their supper as we watch Jesus's Last Supper with his friends. Then we're moving to Central Park in Wallasey, where all the drama of the crucifixion is going to take place. There we also have a big sing. We're all singing this fabulous song, The Mercy Tree, which you can find on our website. If you want to come and join us and sing live, that would be amazing. Then we're going to the Priory on the Saturday for a wonderful artistic, contemplative and creative day. That's a drop-in at any time from 10 till 4. And then we've got a big finale in Birkenhead Park with a big music concert with a rapper coming over from Manchester and the Salvation Army Band and Voice Youth Choir and Orchestra. It's going to be a fantastic day. The finale is on Easter Day itself, Sunday the 1st of April, 2 till 5pm in Birkenhead Park.
It sounds really fantastic and a lot of work that's gone into it, Annie. Tell us about the company and the cast members. Who are they all?
Well, the cast members are random people drawn mainly from the Wirral, and some have trekked across from Liverpool, the other side of the Mersey, like me. And actually, it's been wonderful, as everyone's got to know each other. It's been, especially with the disciples and Jesus, a little bit like, I guess, Jesus and his disciples got to know each other. There are a whole range of ages and backgrounds. Some of them have done a lot of theatre before. Some of them have never done it before. So it's been lovely seeing the relationships develop. And I think because the whole production is done in modern day time. Yeah, it's really been refreshing seeing these relationships and feeling how real Jesus was, how real the disciples were. And they were real people with their little foibles and, you know, funny characteristics, with their sense of humour, with their different personalities blending together. And just reminds us that this Easter story is a real story. It's a story of people that really lived.
And will the audience use it as their own Lenten, you know, prayerful journey leading up to Easter as well?
Yes, we hope so. We've tried to create it very carefully in the way we've done the timings, as we've been working with so many different churches on the Wirral with their own Easter programmes, so that it's all going to knit really beautifully together, so people can go and have their local service in their own community and then all come together and join us in the parks to experience the story.
And what have you got from doing it?
Oh, gosh, so much. I've learnt so much in the Word of God as we've been writing, looking across 7 different translations and the 4 different Gospels, and discovering things that I probably have read before, but it's not really sunk in. So my relationship with the Lord has just got better and better. And my Word, he has walked with us through this, through so many things. He has been with us through calming snow and wind, through ill health and people having to change direction in what we're doing. And keep us on our toes and on our feet. But the grace of the Lord has been with us, and he has just given and given and given.
Now, Anna, you've been involved with lots of big-scale outdoor events. Is this a first for Wirral?
As far as we know, this is the first big event on this scale where so many churches and other people from the community have worked together to produce such an ambitious project, and it is very ambitious and really exciting.
I know, just give us the information for the website and those crucial times and dates that I would say, if you can't come to all of the performances, what would you suggest? So maybe first of all, the website.
The website is www.wirralpassionplay.co.uk. We are starting off Thursday the 29th of March at New Brighton Dips at 5:30 p.m. with the performance from 7 till 8 p.m. On Friday, the 30th of March, we'll be in Central Park, Wallasey, from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. On Saturday, we'll be at Birkenhead Priory from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. The art workshops will be on the hour. Please give us a call if you'd like to book one of those. And then finale is Easter Day, Sunday the 1st of April, Birkenhead Park, from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. This is a free event. We'd love you to come down. We've got a fun fair on the Sunday. We've got food for you. We've got art and creativity for you. Please come and join us. We'd love to see you there.
It's Anna Farley and Annie Spears there. If you want more information on that, you can go online to www.wirralpassionplay.co.uk. The times and information all about the Wirral locations for Christ's Passion for Wirral 2018. And we'll also leave the details with the A-team. They'll be here from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can hear parts of the Wirral Passion Play on Good Friday Morning Breakfast here on BBC Radio Merseyside at 8:30. And that'll be with me.
Travel. BBC.